Hare Krishna. Let's answer a few questions today on Nirjal Ekadasi. And the first one is from Renita Singh, and she's asking some questions about dreams. Basically, she's having dreams about senior Vaishnavas in ISKCON and even about Shira Maharaj, who she said she's never met. So she's asking in general, what's the significance of dreams? Like with all subjective things, their significance varies according to our Krishna consciousness and the effect that they have on our Krishna consciousness. If someone dreams of someone who one's never met, and it's a very vivid dream with some very exacting spiritual message, then that should be conferred or discussed with some senior Vaishnavas, spiritual master, to see if there's some kind of responsibility for us on that. Dreams can be a product of the mind, which means that we're Krishna conscious, and the effect of our Krishna consciousness comes out through our minds, and that's good. It can also be a communication from the Lord that particularly takes place at the time of sleep, because at the time of sleep then our bodies are inactive, mind continues to be active. And therefore we're more receptive to that type of what's called spruti. Of course, Krishna can appear to liberated devotees at any time that he wants, externally to their senses. But when he appears in their minds, we see often in the example of Srila Prabhupada, Krishna appearing to him, or spiritual master coming to him in dreams, that these also often take place in dreams. And so dreams are a medium in which we have the opportunity to also connect with Krishna. But this is a very general thing, and once again, in order to know the specific value of dreams, we need to check these things with other senior persons, as the advice generally is for other such things. The next question is from a Kish Benedek Mate, and he says, I don't really understand Krishna's incarnation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The way I read him, he seems like a different person from Krishna. He is a different person from Krishna, although he's the same person from Krishna. And this whole concept of simultaneous oneness and difference is something that one needs to understand by both careful study of scripture and particularly by purification of the heart. Until our hearts become sufficiently pure, then it's hard for us to grasp these transcendental concepts. So, how is Lord Chaitanya and Krishna the same? In terms of their ontological position, they are the same person, they are the same tattva. However, they're in a different mood. Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of a devotee, Lord Krishna is in the mood of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that differences of mood, that enables them to conceive of themselves differently. So when someone's really absorbed in a particular identity, then he identifies himself with that person, and he can be said to be that person in the same way that an actor may identify with a person. For instance, if someone is acting as if he's Arjuna in the Mahabharata, then a good actor will be so absorbed in the mood of being Arjuna that he will actually think that he is Arjuna, and he'll give that impression to others. So this is the role of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he's actually Krishna. Krishna Das asks, is it possible to work on your famous Hungarian farm in permaculture? Are you focused on Radha Krishna worshipping or cultivating ecological food is also important? I don't know whether this question is in relationship to what Krishna Das himself wants to do. Our main business in New Vrajadam is not deity worship, but in self-sufficiency and in maintaining Krishna's cows. If someone wants to participate in the communal way in which we practice sustainability, then they're welcome. If Krishna asks his question, is can he come as an individual and do his own thing or something separate, then no. To do that, you would have to get your own land. But on our land, if you want to come and work and participate in the development of New Vrajadam, yes, by all means, here. Certainly welcome. Get in touch with the authorities and ask their permission and get their feedback. We have another question here from an Adrienne Merling, who's the daughter of Mangala Sakhi, Devi Dasi. And basically, she's saying that she got married 4 years ago to a Karmi, and she has a 1.5-year-old child, and now she realizes that she can't be happy without Krishna consciousness, and that she wants her child to be a devotee. So should she get divorced? Can't she get divorced? My immediate answer would be no. I can't... at such a distance, give advice to anyone about something so personal and so important that obviously has a lot of details, personal involvement, and other considerations that can't be just given a blanket yes or no to. But in terms of our general principle, yes, devotees should remain married. You took the responsibility of getting married to someone. I know many examples of spouses in which one is Krishna conscious, the other one isn't, and in due course of time, the situation can be resolved either by the other second spouse becoming Krishna conscious, by good communication, that even if the second spouse is not Krishna conscious, that they accommodate the values and the principles with which the other one wants to live. These are the kind of solutions that Krishna conscious devotees should look for. Krishna points out in Bhagavad Gita that the nature of the mode of passion is to reject those things which are troublesome. So this may be a troublesome situation and may not be very convenient or easy to deal with, but still, we should try to get the best out of it. How to do that? That's something that you really need a lot of personal guidance and assistance on from senior devotees, other people who know the persons involved. It may require a certain degree of counseling and assistance. But that's the path that we should choose in such things. We shouldn't be so quick to just give up the commitments that we've made to others on the basis of what we think is going to be better in another situation, because it may not be better at all. And one thing for sure is that Sri Ramaswamy doesn't know what's better and what's not better and what's the details of how to approach such a serious question. Therefore, advice should be sought and guidance should be sought from people who are very much connected and aware of both circumstances and people involved. But I've expressed what Vaishnava principle is, and with that, Hare Krishna, we'll continue tomorrow.